Yeah. Wave Nation. It's yours truly. You know what it is. Jehu the Prince, a.k.a. Rio. Yo, we got it going to be litty tonight, son. We got a special guest to this motherfucker. What up, Omondo? How you doing, my man?
I was popping.
No doubt, no doubt, son. We got Real Deal on the line.
Yo, yo, what's the word?
Oh, son, we brought it back. You know we brought it back. We got Astri on the line. How you doing, baby?
I'm good, of course.
But not only, we got Omondo on the line. It's my homeboy's B-Day. Everybody say happy birthday to Omondo, y'all.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, my guy.
No, my guy.
Another year.
No doubt. You from NY right now, right?
Yes, sir.
You ready to go back?
Yes, sir. Nah, nigga, it's too cold out that way, bro.
I know you ain't yo.
Talking to my niggas, it's -5 degrees, bro.
God damn, they said it was -40 in Chicago, though.
Yeah. Ah, fuck all that.
Yeah, they said that it's colder than Antarctica up there, shit. Damn.
Oh, man.
Yo,
that's sad shit.
They said it's cold. I saw a picture of that the motherfucking toilet, back of the toilet blew up and shit.
Yeah.
Yo, whoa. Could you imagine taking a shit? That shit's like a goosh.
Yeah, I saw that. It was a big ass ice cube. Yo, in the back of the toilet.
Yo, could you imagine that shit? God damn. You ain't getting back up, son. Wave day. No doubt. Real deal. You in Atlanta? You on your way to Atlanta?
I'm on my way right now. Woo! I'm on the outskirts.
No doubt. Real deal, gotta go to Atlanta cover shit out there, shit. You know, Super Bowl weekend and shit. I know it's live out there, bro.
Oh, nah, man.
This shit crazy out here, son. Like, tonight, the real kickoff, though. Like, real shit, I think like all the clubs ain't closing till like 4 or 6 o'clock in the morning and shit like that. So it's okay.
Yeah.
Bottles is being bought tonight, man.
Right. Bring my bottles, bitch. Astria, you ever been to Atlanta?
No, I haven't, but I really wanna go, mostly for the strip clubs.
She said she wanna go to Magic City.
She said strip clubs, you said Magic City. Let's go. You ever been to a strip club, Astria? I know that's a rhetorical question. Kaploos!
I've been to
He said, yes. Tell us your wildest strip club experience, Astria.
Oh, goodness. My wildest strip club experience as... In what position? Let's start there. What position? Oh,
what?
What does that mean?
What? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay.
What position?
Okay, so, happy birthday!
Oh, God. So, okay. As a spectator, I saw a girl-on-girl show, and it was pretty cool. Wasn't anything great, but the show kind of came to an end when the girl that was eating the other girl out had to stop and run to the bathroom.
Huh?
She wanted to throw up.
Oh, wait a second.
To throw up. Oh, man. Sign ain't right.
Yo. Did you try? What? This bitch want to throw up. Yeah.
Nah, you just can't be eating anything.
I don't care
how many dollars is thrown in the air.
She was like, I gotta pay the rent.
Oh, damn.
She was like,
how did they know she was throwing up, though?
Because when she ran away, she ran away with her hand over her mouth and her cheeks were really big.
Oh,
straight to the back.
Chick mom chicks.
How embarrassing. You gotta feel for the other chick though.
Yeah, she still came back on the floor. She was like, fuck that, she gonna make her money. So she was still back on the floor working.
Motherfucker still paid her.
How much money she made after that.
I mean, did she go back down on the homegirl, or was that just the show was over, right?
No, that show was over, but other people were still working.
That was like, never mind that, folks. We gotta clean this throw up, but the bitches will be back.
Bitches gotta pay rent.
Right. Don't put your wildest up yet, players. Happy birthday, Mondo. Let's go, son. Real deal.
Yo,
you hear this shit, yo? You hear this shit?
That shit
is
nasty as hell.
It is nasty as fuck. That's a boner killer.
I don't know what I would do. I'd probably stuff my lungs back in my pocket.
Oh, suddenly I came to my senses. Give me my money back, bitch.
Damn, I know I got a wife and kids.
Right. I don't belong here. Oh, my God.
I came to see bitches blow up. That's fucked up.
Right.
I just want to have a good time.
That's it.
What do you think the conversation was when all shit was said and done back in the locker room?
I can tell you what that shit was like.
I can tell you the conversation was.
Go ahead. What was it, Astrid?
The conversation was, so the girl that went back to throw up, she tried to make it seem like it wasn't the girl she was eating out. She was
like,
I had some bad food earlier. No, it was fine. No, I just had, my stomach was upset earlier. Oh, no.
She
had some bad clam chowder.
Right. Clam chowder. A pot of cod, hobbit yard. Clam chowder. You know that bitch was mad. She probably walked back there butt ass naked and said, bitch, you gonna throw up on motherfuckers? You know we gotta make this money, ho. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, homegirl was crying in the car. Homegirl was crying in the car.
Looking like baby boy and shit. He don't love me no more.
Literally tears.
What the fuck, yo? It's motherfucking Super Bowl weekend, peoples, and it's crazy. It's crazy out there. It's cold as fuck out there. You know what I'm saying? My regards to go out to people who are suffering from this winter vortex. And my regards to go out to people who are suffering from this Super Bowl vortex, because it's wild as shit out there. Y'all saw what happened to Bow Wow.
Oh my God, I can't stand the Patriots. I hope the
real,
Rams
real deal,
in.
real deal.
Yo, you saw what happened.
You saw what happened to Bow Wow.
Nah.
Is that shit real? Who said Astrio? What the fuck, right?
A bitch scratched that nigga's face.
Yo, that shit's crazy. Yo, this shit crazy, yo. Wave Nation. That shit wild, bro.
Whoa, some girl, I got Wolverine in his face, took a mugshot.
Yeah, he was like, the cops was like, I don't know who to arrest. He like, the bitch hit me. The girl's like, nigga hit me. You know what I'm saying? I gotta charge both of y'all motherfuckers, because Bow Wow looked fucked up. She still looked like she doing Instagram pictures. What the fuck?
Looked like he looked like he was really upset. His eyes were extremely open. And you saw the big scratches, one across his forehead, one across his face, and then one going down his face.
Yo, he looked like a motherfucking Bengal tire smacked that motherfucker.
Did he hit homegirl?
Yo, yeah, they said he hit her. The article reads like, I don't know who hit who, but it obviously looked like Bow Wow is taking an L on this one. Another L on that. He looked like when Chris Brown hit Rihanna.
Oh, Jesus.
He looked like Rihanna. Oh my God. Hold on, yo. Listen. That was distasteful. I'm sorry, baby. You know what I mean? We love Rihanna. We love Chris Brown. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes jokes be coming out and shit. You don't be thinking, yo. Like, yo, we fuck with y'all, yo. Rihanna, we love you, baby. You know what I'm saying? Chris Brown, keep doing shit, man. They can't judge you, man. You know what I'm saying? You innocent, man.
They can't judge you until a judge judges you.
Let's go, though. Astrid, if this motherfuckers for the Super Bowl, will somebody come up to you and be like, yo, son, let's do this shit. You know what I'm saying? Pay some stacks on it. Would you have sex for money?
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you.
No.
She was like, she said the audacity, no. Motherfucker.
You don't have sex for money?
No, you can.
What if
I
you're,
will.
He said I will.
I will, nigga.
Hey, real deal.
Yo.
Did you have sex for money?
I'm saying it, the price is right.
Exactly.
Right. Oh, goodness.
So the only one who ain't having sex with money is the only one with the vagina.
She gotta maintain.
Right. She like, no. No, I won't sell this vagina, but if I like you enough, you can have it for free. Like, what the fuck?
Nah, because it comes down to if I start selling it, the price of it, the quality of it goes down.
Mama, hold on.
School them out there, Astria. School them.
Listen, I gotta tell you one thing. I'm gonna break it down for you. You know, half. To have sex multiple times for money. Nobody said multiple times. He asked the question, will you have sex for money? That could be just one time. And that's it.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but honestly speaking, I rarely have sex with one person one time. It just does not happen like that.
Talk to him, Asher. Talk to him.
I mean, shit.
Yeah.
Your boy Real Deal said if the price is right.
Oh, Real Deal! Real Deal, son! Real Deal!
I'm just saying. If zeros keep adding up, I mean, shit. I might have to take one for the team.
No doubt. Hey!
Go ahead, we'll sacrifice you.
Right, we'll sacrifice Amado, son. Sacrifice Amado. Because it's his birthday! if a person, Armando, if a chick was like she want to have a threesome with you, would you do it?
It's done already.
All right, so her threesome, what if it's two dudes? Would you do it?
You running a train on somebody?
He said it's a train.
You want to talk about facts? I'm gonna be all honest, nigga. I've had threesomes and I ran train on a female before, so it was willing. So
was you the front train or was you the caboose?
I was doing it from the.
What's the
question? I was a little ahead. Let's just say that.
Okay. He was the conductor, right?
Yeah, I
mean,
that's
true. He was the conductor. He was not the caboose.
Yeah, it's sad shit that my man wanted to give me a pound then, and I was like, You're bugging.
Hey, yo, son.
You're bugging.
Yo, the pornos be making it seem like it's a team effort and shit. They be tagging niggas and shit. You know what I'm saying? The fucking WCW tag team match and shit. How the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
The pornos make it look easy. It's not that easy.
It's not. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to do it with another nigga holding her ass for me. Like, no,
it's not easy.
I don't need the assistance, you know?
Nah. It's definitely not easy like that.
I got a question.
Of course.
Which format isn't easy? Are you saying a guy with two girls isn't easy or a girl with two guys isn't easy?
To be honest, both is not. With the two girls, it's hard because you trying to jump in. And then when you jump in, you got to worry about which one you're going to. Unless you're drunk. I advise you don't get too drunk because it can either end early or just shit could just get misconstrued. Like, I mean, it's just fucked up.
I
disagree?
Yeah, I disagree.
Go
ahead. Well, I mean, I disagree in the sense of, yeah, you can take a break because, I mean, it depends on the girls you have. Let's start there. Because you can have two straight girls and then you working your ass off because they not touching each other. You can have two bi girls you can sit out sometimes and things keep going. You can go have some drinks and things keep going. So it's about the females that you have.
Well, maybe I didn't experience those type of females. You right.
I'm sorry for you.
It's okay. It's all right. I'm done with it now.
She said I'm sorry for you. Wait, Dace.
I'm done with it now. I don't do those things anymore, but those days are passing. But, I mean, I had my time.
Aww. Right. She said, oh.
Why'd you let it go?
What?
Why'd you stop?
Why'd I stop? I'm a family man now, mama. I had to hang it up.
That's your family. That's your family. I know families who still go out, still have fun, still.
I mean, I still go out every now and then. Having a third.
You didn't let me finish. Yeah, they choose a third every now and then. Yeah, they choose a third every now and then. They may keep her for a while, and she will be their girlfriend. Or they might find a girl here and there, and they just want something different for the evening. I mean, it's about your family dynamic.
Ah, man. That sounds interesting and rough at the same time. Maybe because maybe I'm just a little insecure if another person is maybe walking in my house every other day. Like, hey, how you doing? Getting a glass of milk?
No, no,
I'll be in the bed with your wife.
Oh, God, no. Oh, no.
He's serious. Like, oh, you good? Yeah. I'll be back tomorrow.
No.
You just sorry. Say, hey, we trying to have some fun tonight. What you up to? That person could be busy. That person could be available. They're basically on call for you.
I mean, that's kind of like a six.
Is it really?
Like,
right. Is it really like that shit? No, I'm saying? They can pull out the closet and shit.
I'm gonna keep her in the basement.
Right. That shit sounded. I don't know.
Oh, well, I guess the people that I know are a little bit different.
That's cool. No, I understand. I've heard those type of people. That's cool. You go out. They go, either go from town, like they have somebody from another town. They meet up and they see an occasional weekends and shit like that. I've heard of people like that. I've had friends do like that, but I just can't see myself sharing my actual significant other.
Right.
The times I've had with threesomes and whatever, those are people that I don't even fuck with like that no more. I mean, shit. If I see them on the street now, I was like, you remember that time? Right. No high fives in the supermarket, nigga. Next to the diapers or between, like, you know, the frozen food section.
Right, I'm with my family, you son of a bitch.
And now my kid sucking on a pacifier is like, this nigga's like, yo, I remember. No, I can't fuck with you, bro. I can't do it.
Wow. Wow, all right.
I don't wanna look at you like, oh shit, and just like make sure I look the other direction.
Right.
Like, no eye contact.
Right. Don't you fucking do it. Don't you fucking look at me.
Don't you mention shit. I can look at you real quick, and I know you know the message, motherfucker.
Right.
Don't say shit.
Right.
Oh, my God.
you got people out there that have that one look when they look at each other, when they see either they're with somebody that they don't know, or they have their own private lives, and you guys look. That's that one look. Like, if you fucking say one fucking word, it's over for you. It's over for you.
Astria.
Y'all bad pickers. What up?
Oh, no. It's like fucking crazy shit. Imando crazy, son. Hey, real deal.
Yo,
you hear this shit, son? Shit crazy, baby.
I'm all ears. Shit crazy.
Right. I don't know, Ash. Fucking Ash, yo.
Yes.
You ever have you been with a married couple before?
Yes.
Huh?
Oh, shit.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't expect that. Shit. All right, tell us how that went. How did it happen, Ashria?
Well, it was really a simple process. It's kind of the third, which is me in this situation, knowing what you're there for. If I am the third to a couple or married or not, it is not my job to try to come in between. I feel like it's my job to more help them experience more. So if he's fucking her, I might assist in the fact. I might put a finger in her ass, might suck his balls. It really depends on where we are. It's just a matter of that. It comes down to what I'm there for. If I kind of meet her and she invites me in, I know where she's trying to go with it, versus if he invites me and he's trying to get freaky, but I'm not going to try to overstep her. I'm there to assist is how I feel like it when I'm the third with a couple.
Yeah, because you don't. Yeah,
like Astria, rules and logistics.
She do. Astria got a new name right now.
Man.
We got a new name for you, Astria. The Wolf of Ball Street. Wave Nation!
That crown, boy! That crown hitting you smooth right now.
But I feel you though. Actually, why don't you make this a business, yo? Like, why don't you just train motherfuckers? You know what I'm saying?
You sound like you a type that, you know, you have a book. Or like, you know, you would have like the front cover and you just have like these high ass leather boots and glasses and a Britney Spears top and
the picture he painted. The picture.
Pencil on the corner of your mouth and you ready to tell lessons and shit.
No, not at all. I am the way I talk and the experiences I have. Ask Mario, you wouldn't see that. You wouldn't see that if you saw me.
You definitely wouldn't. I didn't give Armando a heads up either. So this is Armando. We dealing with something here. So I need to tell you, cuz crazy.
Don't talk about librarians.
Yo, Astria is a, you know what I'm saying, majestic piece of work. So, you know what I'm saying? I ain't warn you, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, you're dealing with something right here, son. This is a professional. This is a professional.
No, you're not.
That's right. That's what she wants you to think, son. That's what she wants you to think.
You sound professional.
This is a pro, son. This is a professional.
I'm not professional. I just
know what you want.
Know what I'm getting into before I get into it. I find out about things that I'm interested in, and I find out for real. I don't go.
How many couples have you turned down?
What?
Wow.
How many couples have you turned down?
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Nah.
I don't know.
No, I really don't know.
I honestly don't know.
But you have turned down couples?
You have to. You have to be selective. You can't. Just like you can't eat everything.
You hungry? Hungry beast, yo!
Yeah, she probably, it's either or, whoever comes up to her first, and then she looks at the other half, and it's like, looks back at the other, and it's like, I'm sorry, dear. I'm sorry. You let him down easy? You let him down easy?
Yeah, I do. I think I do. I don't have anybody like pissed off and more angry at me when I tell them no. I mean, still have, if it's a, usually when it's a dude that comes at me, it's when I usually say no, because I know what his goal is. And that's more times I say no. Females are, obviously they come different because females want to have that conversation. They want to talk to you. They want to know things before they invite you in.
It always comes up to a female. Like I'm not trying to be like chauvinistic or sexist or whatever you want to call it, but it's like females, like, oh, a female understands more. Some men understand more too. You know that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I completely understand that. And I've said yes to some men who asked me to join with the female, but it's more often than not I say no to the men. But in the situation, you got to think about it like this, okay? This is one of the situations I said no to. The female, she said to me that she wants a third for her and her boyfriend, but she wants it in the sense that she acts like she doesn't know about it. So She would give me his number. Awesome. But she wants to give me his number. We talk back and forth. We hit it off. And then she comes home one day and see us together. Oh, and I'm like, yeah, that sounds wrong. Shit. That sounds dangerous. Like, I'm going to cut you, bitch. And not in a fun way.
So I would have like all this shit like documented before I do some shit.
Right. That's too scary, yo. It sounds really hot at first, but it could go wrong real left. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It does sound hot, but yeah. Like someone would want to be like.
It's like the wrong day. She comes home mad because she had a bad day, and this situation's going on. She's not in the right headspace. She like, not today, bitch. Get out. No, yeah. Game's over.
And right, he don't realize that. Is this part of the game? Like, you still, like, what's going
exactly.
on?
You got some females out there that are just like, they want that that rough shit, and then they get a little too carried away. like it comes down to like, I slapped a chick before.
What?
I don't mean to. Yeah, bro. That shit ain't easy.
You smacked the chick for what?
Nigga, she asked me to hit her while I was piping, nigga.
She asked you to hit her?
Yeah.
Oh,
shit.
Your
voice got so high.
I didn't even know. That's she asked me to hit her.
Afterwards, I got in the car, my nigga. Yo, because the shit, like, I got in the car and I was like, what did I just fucking do? What the fuck? I'm like, that is the last time I do some shit like that.
Right.
That's hardcore. That's a little too hardcore for me. The whole choking thing is cool, but choking's cool. But then you got some girls, let me finish. Some girls out there that want you like that whole thing with coming home bullshit. Like, I don't want to know who you are, and I want you to burglarize and take me from the back. I'm like, what the fuck? That sounds like a rape charge.
It is a rape charge. Nah, that sounds like a setup. That's a setup.
What do you mean? I just told you, nigga. I ain't trying to go to jail. I've been sipping.
Yeah, Astra, you ever did that shit before?
No, but I'm waiting for it.
Oh my god! Real deal. Would you do that shit?
Wait. First of all, I can't say yes. I can't say no. Like, I feel like if under certain circumstances, like if everything is understood, then yeah, I wouldn't mind playing that game. But
really?
I got the key. I got the key to the house, though. I got the key to the house. Like, I gotta have the key to the house, so when I come through the window, anybody see it, you know.
Right.
You gotta say no if she says she wants you to break through a window.
Right.
Listen, I got the text messages. She told me where the duct tape was.
Right.
We signing a fucking contract Thursday. Before we do this. We signing a contract.
For real.
My lawyer gonna be present.
Right, and I'm getting it notarized. We signed a notarized contract.
To be honest with you, I don't know if I can actually get it up trying to do that to somebody. I don't see it happening.
Right, that's.
I don't see it happening.
Right, I mean, that could be a bone to killer because you looking like, man, I ain't in. Why you like this shit?
I've had to walk out.
It make you want to ask, like, why you like this shit? You know what I'm saying? Damn. Like, why you got to get beat up? Why you got to get beat up first? Like,
For real, like, one chick hit me with one of those, like, horse whips, bro.
That shit is dope.
What are you talking about? I can hit somebody else with that shit. You better not hit me again with that bullshit.
Oh, God.
That shit, oh, God, nigga. Oh, God. I looked at this chick and I was like, you out your fucking mind, bro.
My name ain't Kunta, bitch. I ain't Kunta, bitch. Like to say,
nah, bro,
12 like, years, bitch. Like, the fuck?
Watching too many, what's that fucking 50 Shades? And they're about to give me 50 Shades of
working.
I can't do that
bullshit.
Nah, bro.
She ain't warn you. She ain't warn you. She was like, hey, Armando, come in the room. He's like, oh, shit.
Nah. Homegirl was dressed to leather to the T, nigga. Oh. And I was feeling it. I was like, that's cool. She had the paddles. I was whipping her. You know what I'm saying? And when it came down to, like, you know, whooping me for some strange reason. Like, I didn't bend over. She just looked around, like, you know how you just standing there, and she checks your ass out, and I was like, I wasn't even paying attention. She hit me. And I was like, oh. Like, my fist clenched up.
Oh, shit. Rick James came on. She's a very pretty girl.
Yeah, I think I woke up. And that's what it was.
That sucked into my mind.
You don't know how the movie Get Out?
Oh, shit. Get out.
I woke up.
Get out. Tears.
With tears. Nigga, I woke up with tears.
You just didn't breathe through it.
That shit hurt, bro.
Wait,
That shit hurt. Breathe through it.
Let's not breathe through it.
Hold on. Breathe through it.
There's an exercise for that shit.
Yeah.
No breathing exercise for that.
You know what? I'm going to use that, what you just said, breathe through it, when I next time I try to put in a shorty's ass.
Well, you did not. Okay. Well, next time I try to do that.
Nah, because some females is like, oh, next week females be like, hoo, 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 hoo. Like, no, breathe through it. No, breathe through it. No.
You can't do it if she's stressed.
What do you mean if she's stressed?
If she's stressed and worried about it, she's too busy thinking about the pain and it's going to hurt. Nah, you gotta make her pliable.
Listen.
Walk us through it, Astria. Walk us through it.
Please.
For science.
Birthday weekend.
Need
to know.
For science purposes, you know, in Armando's birthday. Yes, definitely. For research.
For research. Let me get my pencil out.
Right. We ready, Astria. Walk us through it.
Well, so, I mean, first and foremost, you got to make sure that she's
drunk,
mentally open to it. If she's not mentally open to it, no matter how drunk you get her, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's either going to hurt her, and she's going to get pissed off and angry, or she's going to be like, what the fuck? And then y'all going to start fighting, and the whole mood's going to be gone. She's into it.
Like, have you ruined the sex time before like that? Like, you guys try to do something, and then all of a sudden the sex is over? Not easy. No. That's an argument right there. Mm-hmm. Arms crossed and all that.
I haven't had that situation yet.
Oh, I have. I'm like, what you doing? You suck. Okay, no doubt. Like, we ain't doing that? We ain't doing that today? We're not doing that?
What about the groceries, Astria? You ever ate the groceries?
That is a really rare situation. Really rare situation.
You gotta be comfortable. Niggas?
Yeah, you gotta be comfortable. I gotta make sure you're clean. I mean, I gotta get in there and wash you myself. It can happen.
Listen.
Wait. So
I'm really not, rare.
You will eat the groceries, but you gotta wash the produce first.
You gotta be in the bathtub. You gotta be in the bathtub, nigga.
Right.
Yeah. where's the sponge at?
Oh no. Armando, have a chick try to eat your groceries without you knowing?
Alright, we're gonna be honest, right? Knowing? No, fuck no. Like, not knowing? Like, nah, bro. I've tried that one time in a long-lasting relationship, and it happened once, and never again.
You was like...
Nah, I'm not feeling it, bro. I was drunk, too. I still wasn't feeling it, nigga.
Yo, I had a friend who told me that. I ain't gonna say his name and shit, because he might be on the show in the future, but... Yo, but you know, he was always ahead of us in the game. You know what I'm saying? So it was like we would say some shit like, oh yeah, this chick did this and shit. He was like, nigga, that ain't nothing, son. He was like, yo, this chick threw my legs up and ate my ass. I was like, huh? What? What'd you say?
Nah, fuck all that.
Right. He said y'all niggas ain't on shit. I was like, we ain't on shit.
That nigga coming out with some new shit.
Right, he's like, y'all niggas ain't about shit, nigga. You ain't done nothing till you had your legs up and your ass.
Yeah. And like, niggas like, oh, I just got my first threesome. That ain't shit, nigga.
Right.
I've been in a 10-body pile-up, nigga.
Right. Nigga, that ain't shit.
That ain't shit.
Nigga, I had two bitches. Nigga, that ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I've been with two 70-year-old bitches.
Like, that ain't shit.
Like, that ain't shit. You ever seen them? You ever had a bitch with an oxygen tank mask on? That ain't shit.
That ain't shit. Till a chick chewing on your ass cheeks and you drinking a lollipop, motherfucker. That ain't shit.
Damn.
You can't even drink a lollipop. What the fuck?
This nigga,
impossible.
The crown.
Impossible. Ashley.
What up?
I told you it's gonna be litty tonight. Happy birthday, Mondo!
I didn't expect all this, but yeah.
Nah, you never know what to expect on the wave, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, it's crazy.
Never know what to expect on the wave. But real deal, yo, you almost to Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm pulling up.
No doubt.
Like 5 more minutes.
It's gonna be fire. It's gonna be fire. Astria, you ever thought about getting, all right, so say if you, only reason why I'm saying it, you ever thought about getting your body augmented?
What?
No.
Good for you. Why?
I mean, piercings, if you want to call that augmentation, but that's the extent. I like my body.
Oh, good for you, girl. Like that. Some people need it, though.
They just don't know how to work with what they have. That's
good.
Once you learn to work with what you have, you're good.
Gotta dig
that
hole, baby.
Oh, niggas, y'all, they said it, bitches be so bad, be sounding like Scorpion and shit. Get over here!
Oh my god.
Yo, son, like my bro said when he first went to Atlanta, yo, he said the baddest bitch in the world. He said I want to kidnap that bitch. I was like, what? I know that's a thug compliment, but damn, that shit sound bad.
Yeah, for real.
I was like, damn, thugs be complimenting harsh as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
The niggas is willing to commit crimes, I guess.
Yeah, but he not gonna kidnap her. He was just saying she was that bad. He had to have her. You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh.
Got a whole bunch of OJs around here.
Oh god. So what about real deal? You ever been with a chick that had a body augmented?
Not that I know of. If you're not talking about piercings, then nah.
No, we're not talking about piercings. Nah.
Yeah. Nah.
Refresh my memory now. We're not talking about piercings.
You ever been with a chick who had like her boobs and butt done?
Yeah, shit changed.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, shit. Tell us about it, Mondo.
Ah, man. That's cool. All right.
That shit hard.
Is it, though? Is it? I hear that a lot.
The breasts feel weird, bro.
The breasts feel weird.
Yeah, the ass you can't really tell. Well, to me.
Oh, no. It seems like doctors are getting better.
It depends how much you want to spend, nigga.
Right. You can get the bronze package.
Yeah, like I can knock you out right in the back of the Yukon and slide these bitches right in.
The bronze package is in the back of the Yukon. If you work your way up to the platinum package, we can get you the fucking.
You still got the tag hanging out your stitches.
Oh no. Hey, did y'all hear what Ice-T, I know it's old as shit, but that shit funny what Ice-T said. He'd take them titties and that ass back from Coco.
No way. You heard that?
No, he said he would do that if she fucking around. Yo, he was like, don't fucking play with me. So them titties and them ass is coming back. Right back.
Oh, shit. You hate him?
You said, what?
Did you say you hate him?
Ashley, I don't think you said that, did you? Yeah, she said damn.
I just said damn. Wow.
Armando want the smoke. She want all the smoke, but she ain't say that.
I thought she said you hate him?
No.
He just want to try to fill his wife up with some good property, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, shit, goddamn. Ice-T that dude. Isn't he a legend, right?
Do you see what Coco look like, nigga?
You don't like that? You don't like that?
Jesus Christ.
Man,
is she all fake?
I don't care.
I mean, damn. I mean, is she all fake? I mean, Coco is white, nigga.
Shit, I don't care, man. Like, that shit right.
Yeah.
Ice cold, baby. Ice cold.
Yeah, ice tea.
Ice tea, ice cold.
That nigga gonna die in that pussy, nigga. It don't matter.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. Would you ever use Viagra?
It depends. It really depends.
Why? Why it depends?
Because it depends how old I get and this shit just stops working.
I heard that it is the best shit in the world. You ever had somebody Viagra on you, Astria?
I've used Viagra.
Huh?
Oh, what? Women Viagra?
Wait, wait. She didn't just specify that. She just said she used it.
Astria
a beast. She a beast, yo.
Well, it was one night I was with a coworker, the owner of the place that I work, and his wife, and we three females, we split one, and he had one. It was a nice night.
What? So what did it do? Don't end the story right there. What did it do?
So it makes, for the females, it makes the clit harder and more sensitive.
Oh, hell.
So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. We had fun.
What? I bet.
It's like a light switch.
Right. You ain't, I know you said it made it harder, but you ain't turning into no dude and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you was like, oh, shit. Oh, shit, nigga. Yeah.
But, yeah. She got like,
she was like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. This shit's right.
Yeah. If it looks like you got a boner in your panties, I'm done. Like, yeah, I just took a Viagra. I see, my nigga.
It was only a third, and I played it with two other girls.
I understand.
Cool. It was a really good night. It was a long night, but it was a good night.
I'm afraid I might catch a heart attack, nigga.
Right.
Like, that shit's supposed to be doctor prescribed, and they can give you a blue pill, like, yeah, take this, you're gonna have a great night.
Right. The doctor did the wink and the fist, right?
Oh my God, was a medic?
The doctor did the two guns wink.
and you what's that movie with Chris Rock with 4 hours and his dick was standing up? Nah, son.
Oh, nah. I think I love my wife. Shout out to Chris Rock, God. Yo. Yeah.
Shout out to Chris Rock. Nigga was standing up for more than 4 hours. He beat his meat like 6 times and still this shit is still up. That's a nightmare, nigga. That's a nightmare. It's not pleasure no more when you can't get the bitch down. I don't know about you, but I roll around in my sleep, and if I stab myself in the stomach, I'm waking the fuck up. Real, bro.
Oh my gosh. Shit. Oh my gosh.
Oh shit. Yeah. That shit wild, son. Well, I don't know, man. I don't care, son. I'm about to try that shit. Yo, this shit sound funny shit, yo.
This nigga gonna be in the hospital like Wave Nation.
Right. Wave Nation. Wave, son. Yo, son. Wave. Vibes. Yeah. Vibes.
And when a nurse come in with a fucking big ass needle to extract your penis.
Nah, I'm gonna be like, let's keep it professional, alright? Like, don't. I said, there's other ways than the needle. You know what I'm saying? How about we use a little bit of arm and elbow grease? Like, how about that?
After about 6 times, nah, you gotta take it down.
I was like, nurse, I need you to work harder. I don't need a needle. I need them hands.
I'm gonna be home with a blood pressure cuff.
Right.
Set a stethoscope to check my own blood pressure.
I was like,
I'm gonna wait for that bitch to go down.
This is totally fine. This is for science purposes. This is a hospital. You can use your hands.
Your wife's gonna come downstairs like, what's wrong?
I'm like, hey,
I'm just playing 2K.
Right. It's all right.
It's all right. I'm just playing.
It's gonna go down. It's gonna go down.
It's gonna go down.
Is it Eastern time or Pacific? 4 hours away.
And then she wakes up in the morning, you still downstairs with a red eye, nigga.
Help!
It's gonna go down.
Help!
It's gonna go down.
Help me! Help!
I guess I'm calling out of work.
Yo, yeah, what about that? What if you ain't had no more PTO time? You could not call out.
You sitting at the desk, nigga. You sitting at the desk all day.
Right. You get the paper off the printer.
Like, I need to go eat lunch. Oh, everybody's staring at me.
Oh, shit. Yo, but seriously, Astrid, you can really, you know what I'm saying, make some shit, make some money. Write a book, make it a business, teach people, guide people. You ever thought about that shit?
No, I never thought about that. This is all personal research.
Personal research?
Personal research? All right, Astrid, I got a question.
Okay.
We're gonna get personal. All right. Let's just say you've been having a lot of sex, right? And shorty making you come like mad times, right? Unbelievable.
Shorty, are we talking about a dude or a girl?
Armando is from New York.
Whoa.
Armando is from New York.
Yeah, you can't get a dude.
Mad time, shorty.
Shorty, that's a female, my girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shorty, mad time. Dun, dun.
All female, bro. That's factory, my nigga. You feel me?
I love it.
So what the deal is, like, shorty made me come like maybe 7 times, right? Most I've ever did it in like 1 session. Why? Like, is it an issue for shorty to stay on the dick if it's still like hard? Or you just let it ride out until the shit gets limp?
Yeah, you keep going until it's done. You tap out.
Word.
Oh, I don't know.
That's that Tupac shit. Mama told me never stop until I bust a nut. Fuck the world and it's just Hail Mary.
I just want to. Sometimes, I mean, I love shorty and everything, but it's like, yo, hey, man, I think I'm tired, but she's like, it's still hot.
Why she sound like that?
So I'm like, I just
it's still hot. It's still hot. She sound old shit.
Like, listen, she mad, bro. But she ain't doing her job. Like, I don't want. I mean, nigga, seven nuts, though. Come on now. I'm over here spitting dust at the end of the day.
Apparently, you weren't done. You were not done yet.
I was done. My nuts was gone.
I
didn't take no pill, no nothing.
Evidence.
Yo, real deal, son. You hear this shit, son? This shit crazy, real.
Yeah, they bugging.
But we love it, though. We love it, though. Wave Nation.
Oh, man. It just, I'm not trying, like, no disrespect. It's just, like, I'm tired. I know it's still up. I'm sweating my ass off. Now I gotta change the sheets. And you still wanna keep going.
Yo. Yeah, it's just like you ever jumped on your mom's bed when you was young and shit, played on it and flopped on the bed and shit. Don't you feel like you shouldn't have did that shit now that you older?
Oh man, you brought it up, now I'm depressed.
He was like, yay!
I don't want to think about my mama. I was backflipping and all that shit.
Right. You was like, oof.
Thanks first, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Now you think about it, it's like, damn.
He was like, oh. Barf.
I'm like, you just hope you never caught pink eye around that time.
Right, like, what the fuck?
You know how you caught it.
What the fuck, yo?
Insane. That's a man.
God damn. Astrid, what's the wildest shit that ever happened to you?
Besides the mask?
Oh yeah. What? Besides, that's another story, Armando. You gotta tune in.
You gotta rewind.
Recap.
Okay. Wildest.
wildest.
What's wild? Okay, let's. What do we call him wild? I don't know what's called him wild. To me, it's all normal, obviously, because I did it. So it's all right. Normal for me.
It's normal because you are wild. That's why it's normal.
I mean, is it normal that you do it? Like, it's got to be wild, considered wild, if it's like maybe done it once and right. Never did it again. You know what I'm saying?
But I don't have anything that I've done once and I won't do it again.
Well,
oh, Jesus.
This is wave at night. You are now tuned into the wave at night.
Quiet storm.
Oh shit! You, that's kind of true though. Like, what is all right? So since everything is so wild to you, like, well, what is the wildest to you then? So if it's wild, it's gonna be regular wild to us, but to you, it's just like goddamn shit, extra crazy. So what extra crazy shit ever happened to you?
What's the craziest that's ever happened to me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. Because, again, it's all normal. It's all normal to me. So, I mean, like, everybody's done the handcuffing, tying up. Obviously, the spankings and the beatings and the whips aren't normal for you guys. But
what
that's
about
fun
the
for me.
I've been on the swing before.
What?
I've been on the swing before.
Hold up, Armando. You said you was on the what?
Yeah, you was on the swing. First of all, she wanted to get on top of the swing, and that shit held. I'm not a small man.
Yeah, you're not,
the
son. Big pong, hun.
I want to go big.
Telescope, nigga. Telescope.
And the shit held, but the thing is that the swing is on some other shit.
Yo, what the old freaky nigga, like, what the fuck? Astro, you hear this shit? He was on the swing, son. Damn, I have not lived.
Hey, man, sometimes.
I've been on the swing.
You've been on the swing, Astro?
Everybody has a side to them. Not everybody's, you know.
Hold up, real deal. You've been on the swing? Please say no.
The only one at the park.
The only one at the park. Leave it the real deal to give you a real answer. No fucking dog.
I kept it straight in New York. I was in the swing with my Tims on still. Man.
Right. Tim's in the do-rag and shit, nigga. I'm up there.
Like, I'm getting the swing, but I'm still leaving the Tim's on, girl.
Yes, yeah, shorty. Yeah, Dunny. Yeah, dun.
Packing my Newports right before I get in that
Mad bitch. Crazy, son. Yeah.
Factory, nigga.
You're a factory.
Yeah.
Yo, this shit is crazy, yo. Yo, you ever had a girl get really aggressive with you? Can men get raped?
Yeah.
Yeah, niggas can get raped.
How?
It's called date rape drugs, nigga.
But how you gonna stay up, though? How would a man stay up?
How do we stay up when we sleeping, nigga?
True.
Nigga, I wake up. I wake up and I want to put a flag on my shit.
Dreams. You said a flag? Oh, my God. Yeah, he's crazy. I aggressiveness, like, I had chicks to be real aggressive, like, real aggressive. It was like, damn.
Scratch marks is aggressive, nigga. I don't care how much I'm piping you. I don't need your nails or your fake ones in my body.
Fake nails don't need scratches.
Nigga, it depends. It feels
he
like
said fake ones don't do scratches. It'd be like a harsh rub mark. It'd be harshy rubby.
You know it's cold in New York, right?
Oh, yeah, it is.
They got super glue out there.
You
know
you talking
saying?
About the ashy marks and shit on your back? Your back be ashy shit.
Anything. I don't need that scratch mark, bro.
Oh, shit. This is wild.
Fucking up my tats and all that.
Oh, shit. That shit crazy. But, yeah, man, I was in high school, son, and this chick was bigger than me. She wasn't all that bigger than me, but she was bigger than me. And you know what I'm saying? She was like, she was like, oh, yeah. I was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? No doubt. You know
she
what
had
mean?
You by 100 pounds?
Oh, no. She was well-rounded over me, though. You know what I'm saying? She probably had a nice 30 to 40 over me and shit, you know what I'm saying? But she had it in the right place, though, you know what I'm saying? So just like, all right, son, I'm me. You know what I'm saying? I'm me.
You didn't try to pick her up, did you?
No. we was at the park, son. Right. We was walking to the park, and she was like, I'm going to fuck shit out you. And I was like, all right, bitch, all right, okay. She motherfucking grabbed me. Not like grab me like, oh yeah. Grab me like, oh shit. All right, okay.
Then she put a female?
Oh my gosh, son. She put an arm around my neck and shit. I was like, what is this? What is happening and shit? And the hustling niggas that was selling dope on the corner and shit, they were just looking at shit. And I was looking like, oh, okay. So I had to be a man up and shit. She about to punk me from these niggas. You know what I'm saying? Come on, bitch. No, I'm saying that she like fucking like, oh yeah, I got you, nigga. She was. Threw me on the ground and shit, and I was like, oh fuck, I cannot overpower this bitch. Like, and I was like, yeah, and I was like, nah, fuck being tough. Niggas, hell! This bitch crazy, nigga. This shit crazy.
Niggas is just staring because yeah. I've seen a man raped and punched.
Yo, I didn't care how I was sounding, y'all, because she put my arms on the ground and held them down and sat on top of me and tried to spit in my mouth. I was like, no! Yo, I was going crazy, son. I was going crazy. I said, like, come over here, son. Get it off of me. Get it off of me.
Oh, my God.
Yo, I was so scared, son. I was, because you know the spit was, like, sliding down and shit. I was like, oh.
I would have threw up.
Son, I couldn't move. Up. Son, it was so scary. It was so scary, yo. It was so scary, son. I wiggled out. I wiggled out from under that bitch so fast, my nigga.
Let me ask you a question. How old do you have to be to stop getting hickeys?
I don't think it's no age on that shit. I mean,
this should be an age limit to hickeys. I'm about to be 36 on Monday. I think about a couple months ago, I experienced a big ass hickey. I had to go to work with that shit on.
That's different.
And you know how embarrassing that is?
Yeah, when you got to go to work and shit. I mean, come on, man.
It looked like Africa was on the side of my neck, nigga. She was huge, man.
Damn.
She's just marking her property.
Is that what it is?
That's fucked. It is. Because all other females was like popping shit.
You ever heard the tricks that get rid of hickeys? It's fucking bogus. I remember I was in high school and shit. Listen to this, y'all. I was in high school. You know what I'm saying? We giving each other hickeys. Hickeys feel good as fuck, but they look ugly as shit. So I didn't want to get caught. So she was like, all right, this is what we got to do. We got to take a frozen spoon with peanut butter and put it on your neck. You ever heard that shit before?
Never.
Astria.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
See?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
It doesn't work.
I like peanut butter and shit, but
I was like, what the fuck is the peanut butter for? Now, how long should I apply it? Shit, come. Stop sucking on my neck, goddamn. Please stop.
All right, I got a good one for you. What is the most horriblest food that you had to use during a sexual session?
I don't like
peanut butter was horrible.
I don't like. I bet it's all thick ass roof thick of your shit. Mouth and shit. Like, I don't.
That's even like, tried, though.
Right. What?
Like, I need a glass of milk. Right. I need a glass of milk by the end stand.
Right. Bitch, I'm about to die. Like, this peanut butter is so thick. I don't like using food and sex and shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Thank you. All
right. Thank you. I don't like that shit.
What if you hungry?
That's the point. If I'm going to eat, I'm going to eat. It's just like, you wouldn't eat a sandwich in the bathroom, would you?
Nigga, I'ma eat.
Yo, he'll do it. He'll do it. Yo, he don't care. He don't care.
That's right.
Nah, I don't care, nigga. I will use frosting, whipped cream. I'll fucking lose a blueberry somewhere.
Lose a blueberry. Where did you lose it at, Amado?
No.
Not in me, nigga.
No.
Food is so messy.
It really is messy. I mean,
the shower's right there.
It really. Yo, Mondo, it's crazy.
The shower's right there.
No.
The only one I draw a line.
What do you do the shower?
I draw the line at fluff.
At what? At what?
At fluff.
What fluff? What fluff?
Who eats fluff, nigga? You know,
oh, you talking about the marshmallow fluff?
Marshmallow fluff. Yeah.
Yeah, I draw the line at fluff.
You
ain't bringing that shit in my dungeon.
Why? Man. Why? Why did you said dungeon? Why the fluff? Why you draw a line at fluff?
I can't fuck with it, bro. It's the texture, the taste, it's disgusting.
He over here, Chef Ramsay and shit. You donkey! You donkey!
That doesn't good. It doesn't
you
good.
Using fluff? Fluff?
Yo, oh my god!
Fucking crazy.
Oh goodness.
He's crazy, but yo, son, that's fucking crazy, yo. That's fucking crazy. Where did you draw the line at, Astria?
I don't bring food into the bedroom.
So the line was drawn when the nigga asked for it. Hey, real deal, you draw the line at?
Getting cut and all that extra shit.
Oh,
like you said last time, no, it's all pleasure with me. I don't understand pleasure and pain. Like, not over here.
Not over here. Not over here.
Stay fucking.
Over here.
P and the G.
Right.
Straight P and the G.
P and the G. hey, yo, this shit is. This shit been crazy.
Like that.
I bet you do, sir. There's a lot to Armando. Matter of fact, happy birthday, Armando. This is for you, hey, boy.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, but we're going to wrap this shit up, man. Any last words, Real Deal?
Nah, man. Y'all boys be easy. Have faith in fun sex. Make sure you use protection, you know?
Right.
But other than that, everybody have fun.
Astria, any last words, hon?
No last words. This has been a very interesting conversation.
Always. Always. Right. Birthday boy, any last words, Mondo?
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you. It's been fun this last past hour. Never expect to be on a podcast. And everybody else be safe this weekend.
Yeah. You already know what it is, man. Jay Hood Prince, a.k.a. Rio. And we are out. Wave Nation!